meeting is now being recorded.
All right, welcome everyone to the latest and greatest competition and your choice sub-team meeting of the CCT review. We don't have Adobe Connect today. We do have, I think, one principal document to talk about, which Jonathan tried to send out last night. I don't know if anyone other than me forwarded it along. I just forwarded it a few minutes ago because I saw Jonathan was having problems. You can't display it because we don't have Adobe Connect. Carlson, are you on the competition sub-team mailing list?
No, actually, I thought this was going to be the other sub-team meeting, the safeguards.
Oh, well, it's not.
It's in 1 hour, Carlton.
Oh, they sent it out that it's supposed to be at 1400 UTC. 1400 UTC because of the change in the DST is 8 o'clock. All right, guys, I will drop off.
Okay. sorry about that.
Oh, Carlton, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome to stay if you want.
That's okay, I drop off.
All right. So it's just the three of us. Kylie, have you seen the document I forwarded along this morning? Did you get a copy? Did that come to your email?
No, I just woke up by the alarm clock.
I'll forward it to you separately. Right? Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have seen it until a few minutes ago anyway.
Are you referring to that email called substitution analysis?
Exactly. That's correct.
That's the one.
Okay, let me take a look.
Yeah, why don't we all open that document?
okay.
And then Jonathan, do you want to just talk us through what you've done here?
Yeah, so I'm in the car, so I'm not going to be able to open the document, so I might not be going through things in order.
Sure.
But we did a little bit of an analysis of public comments that were critical of our findings as much, if not more, than our recommendations. And one of those comments came from the United States government. And they were, you know, in some depth dove into our competition findings, basically raising some classic antitrust concerns like about rivalry and substitution. In other words, they raised the question about whether or not the new GTLDs represented a true economic substitute for the legacy TLDs, and went through a couple of the arguments that we made and made some criticisms. So, for example, one of the things that we talked about was the fact that I don't know the best way to phrase this. The concatenated versions of new second-level domains that have been purchased were available as concatenated strings in .com. So the example that we use is BigShots.photography was purchased when BigShotsPhotography.com was available. And so that suggests substitutability. Their argument was that the generics, would have created nonsensical concatenations, right? Like BigShotsXYZ.com wouldn't be particularly interesting. They were, raising some questions about whether or not they were actual substitutes. And also sort of confirmed our concerns about pricing, that without pricing it's difficult to do a full-fledged analysis of competition. And part of that, as you know, Kylie, is the analysis that, you know, at some basic level, competition is measured as the ability to raise prices, you know, and that elasticity of demand. And if I raise prices, will people move to the other product? And that's difficult to ascertain in an environment in which there's price caps and we don't actually know what the market price is. And so those are some of the arguments that that they made. And so rather than do a lot of, you know, editing of the existing text, I created a new section for the competition analysis that was about substitution behavior generally, and it tends to kind of address the arguments in a way that we can easily just add a section to the paper rather than doing a bunch of tweaks to our existing text. And so it's about a number of different things. One was that substitution analysis was difficult because it sort of represented a more semantic namespace, and so there was a move away from generics towards specifics. And so that the actual economic substitute is not for any one TLD, but it's for the TLDs as a whole. And that the legacy .com, .net, .org, et cetera, are seeing competition because of the specificity, whereas, you know, an individual TLD isn't necessarily competition for all of .com. And I talked a little bit about that. I talked about the idea that substitution is a difficult thing to track because the low price of a TLD and the widespread incidences of the old TLD out on the internet never being deleted is a counterincentive to actually dropping your existing TLD. That even if you switch to Big Shot Stock Photography, you might still have, you know, your BigShotPhotography.com out there and with hundreds of emails and blog posts and things like that. And you've got very little incentive to drop your cheap .com or .net just because you've decided to move to a new domain. And so looking at it as a one-for-one substitute, it's difficult, at least in the short term. I use the example. Another one that I'm familiar with personally was a company called Vertigo Software that at VertigoSoftware.com, and then on their 10th anniversary, splurged and I think spent $50K or something for Vertigo.com, but they didn't have Vertigo Software for some time after that, several years. And so it's, you know, that kind of substitution analysis is difficult. Now, the other issue about pricing, I talked about the fact that the place where you really have pricing variability is in the secondary market where we don't have data. And so finally, I added a little bit of economic literature that said that in such markets like this, looking at new sales is often more useful than looking backwards. Like the real market for competition is in going forward, not in cannibalizing existing domains, but where are people with new businesses and new enterprises, where are they putting their money? And that's where we saw a kind of a 50-50 split between the new TLDs and the legacy TLDs. And so I just, part of why this took so long is I was just backing some of that up with some literature on that particular topic, that looking forward is a better way to go. And I threw in a little bit about this. You know, we might want to experiment with the price cap to determine what the true market price was for TLD as well, and found a little literature on that as well. So I guess that's I don't know, I don't have it in front of me, but that's my best recollection of the arguments that I tried to make. I know, Jordan, if you read it more recently than me, maybe you remember something else.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great summary, Jonathan, and I think it's a well-developed paper. It seems like something that very much channeled the spirit of Stan, so
that's what I was trying to do.
I was going to say, I think that there, one thing that might be, in the spirit of the discussion of, sort of generic versus specific TLDs, because I do think that's a good point that the U.S. government made, which is like, it sort of skews the numbers if we say, oh, big shots, XYZ, you know, .com, someone could have registered that and they got bigshots.xyz instead. That's not a very interesting finding since the XYZ is sort of a nonsense bit at the end.
Right.
So I wonder if we, like, I don't know if we could do it systematically somehow, but I wonder if it's almost worth looking at the, I mean, we have per TLD data on that analysis, and I wonder if it's worth maybe just taking a, like, looking through the top 50 TLDs or something like that and taking a look at what the data looks like if we just look at ones that seem like they have meaningful endings.
Is that something we can ask Brian to look at? Is that the channel to do that?
Sure. Where
do we have the data? How do we have it?
Well, so the data Aliza put together, yeah, so Aliza had the staff do her TLD, I think. And so then it's just a matter of deciding which TLDs we think are generic versus, which ones would people reasonably choose as an ending to their domain as opposed to a bit of nonsense at the end.
Jordan, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay, sorry, I was trying to respond, getting off mute. That's definitely something we could look at. Could you send that to me in an email, or just so I have the request clear?
Yeah, that's fine. I can put together a follow-up request on that.
Sure. Yeah, just let me know, and I'll look into it.
Okay. There's some data again. I feel like it's a while since we've done it.
Yeah, I know, right?
It.
Yeah, we'll take that as an action item.
Okay. So Jonathan, I may have a few other sort of minor edits to the doc, but that was my one sort of, my one big takeaway was like it might be good to, if we take the spirit of the USG comments, there's probably a way to follow up on that analysis.
That makes sense. I'll look for your other edits. Kylie, if you get a chance, take a look at the document.
I just went through the paper. I think it's good. Well, just maybe a few spelling checks, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done anything like that.
Actually, Jonathan, this you wrote it. I think it's quite good. It's basically, in theory, it should have, it would have some substitutability. However, in reality, because of the many reasons that we do not observe it explicitly. And I think that's about it. Yeah.
All right.
And also, I think especially the second point, that the new GTLDs are not going to replace the old legacy ones because they have the legacy ones are being used everywhere and they cannot just change it just like that. No, not like it's not a short term product like Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. It lasts for a few minutes. And this is supposed to last a lifetime, so it's not easily substitutable. Okay? So I think it's good. Just get it out and let's get it done with. Yeah. Jordan, now that's off.
Brian, if I can pile on, if you can take a look at this, I think it's only been in Jordan's hands, just to see if I said anything incredibly stupid that you catch, then let me know. But otherwise, I'll wait for Jordan's comments, but we can get it out to the broader group.
Sure thing, Jonathan. I'll actually handle both of those requests today, so no problem.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right. So it seems like we don't have any other comments on Jonathan's paper. So we had two other notional items on the agenda today. First is to review. Go ahead.
Just to confirm on this item, do you want it like to be discussed on the Penericle tomorrow, or you wait for the data from Brian first?
So what? I guess the question, if we have, like Jonathan, I defer to you to a certain extent. I think it would be fine to introduce it on the plenary call tomorrow. Obviously, okay. It still requires some further discussion and revision within the subteam, so it's not a final product yet. If there's sufficient other content in the plenary meeting that, we'll have a good discussion without it, then I would probably leave it out. But if we have nothing to talk about, so why don't we talk about Jonathan's paper, then that's fine too.
Okay.
So I'd actually probably defer to
that. Now, so Jean-Baptiste, what's your sense of the plenary call tomorrow?
Hi, Jonathan. So, I'm expecting updates on. I haven't seen anything on so for the competition subteam on recommendation 5 and 9. I see that what was just shared is update recommendation 9 via email. And for the safeguards subteam, I've only received an update to recommendation C from Drew and no update from Lorraine on her consolidation of recommendations, nor from David on the RPM recommendations. So right now, we don't have much on the agenda, I'm afraid, but I will hear, I expect an update on the next subteam call for the safeguards update. So at this stage, not much.
So I'm working on some edits to recommendation 5 right now. They weren't ready for this call, but they're mostly responsive to Lorraine's comments anyway, so the right place to discuss them is probably the call. So we'll have that to discuss, but honestly, they're relatively...
Okay.
They're edits designed to... Like, Lorraine was basically saying, like, this is hard to understand as a non-domains person. So there's not really a change to the substance of the recommendation or anything. So I'm not expecting that to be a particularly time-consuming conversation tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We should discuss this paper.
It sounds like Jonathan. What I would suggest is we put it at the end of the agenda, and send it out so people can at least react to it. It may be good to get other feedback before we try to lock it down. In the subteam.
Okay.
And then we'll. I guess were we scheduled for 2 hours tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. So I. We'll probably get to it if we have 2 hours, so yeah, we might as well put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, Jean-Baptiste, I'll try to get you some slides maybe as a method of, I usually try to do slides instead of document text for discussion purposes, so I'll try to put together some bullet points for discussion on the plenary.
Okay. Can I still share your paper beforehand?
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So thanks for that. As I mentioned, I will have some edits to recommendation 5 prior to tomorrow's call, but they're not here right now. Wodo has sent out some his latest version of recommendation 9, but does not seem to be on the call.
No.
Not sure if this reflects additional edits in response to the second round of public comments, or this is the prior set. So we'll have to clarify that with Wodo. But in any case, John Matthews, why don't we roll this conversation until the plenary call tomorrow. Hopefully Wodo will be able to join that call.
Yeah.
And I'll follow up with him in the meantime to make sure this is the right, this reflects the most recent set of comments as well.
What he's just sent, I'm just checking now, it's exactly the same as before. Like, it's there is no update, like, from the last time it was approved on the plenary call.
That's right, yeah. So that's what I was afraid of. So I think we should, I'll follow up with him and ask him to take a look in light of the action items that he had previously identified.
Yeah. Okay, and on the competition section, Jordan, if you can advise on how you would like me to include the new sections into the draft report.
Yeah, that's right.
From you on that. Yeah.
Yeah, we have two new sections that we need to incorporate. So, yeah, I think it may require a little bit of global editing to make it all fit together.
Yeah. Perfect.
Is the other section the pricing paper?
No, it's the parking section that we did in the
in the new sections report, like the last report that was sent public.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wrote and got some and then got rewritten, I think, by you and others, Jordan, was the pricing analysis, right?
Is that new since the original draft report?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's I'll flag that. In
my mind, I always leave room for that possibility. But
yeah. All right. We'll flag that as well. Make sure that gets, if it's not already there, that it gets incorporated too. All right.
Okay.
So I think. Oh, go ahead, Jean-Baptiste.
No, go ahead. The only thing I wanted to ask you is when you send your request to Brian, if you can put me in copy. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. No problem. All right, I think that's all we've got for this call today. So we'll be discussing some of these elements again tomorrow on tomorrow's plenary call. And other than that, I think we're done, and we'll look forward to the discussion tomorrow.
And Jordan or Jonathan, just one quick thing.
Yeah.
Just email me that request as soon as you can, and I'll get on it as soon as possible.
Okay, great. I will. I'll try to do that momentarily.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, and looking forward to the discussion tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.